Welcome to the work of Byron Katie. The work is a revolutionary process of inquiry that's radically changing lives around the world. As you listen to the following people doing the work with Katie, think of someone in your life you have a similar issue with. Go in for your own answers and experience this process for yourself.
Okay, Bill, let's take a look.
Okay, I am saddened by my relationship with my ex-wife. Because I abandoned myself, I let myself down, I let her down, I couldn't stay married to her, and didn't know how to exit without drama.
Okay, did you do the best that you could do at the time?
Yes.
That's it. You should have been able to do it differently, is that true? You should have done it differently, Bill. Is that true?
Well, that's the saddened part of it. I feel that I should have been able to.
And did you do the best that you could do at the time with what you had?
Yes.
Are all of you going there? Go to that place where you made such a horrible mistake. Did you do the best you could do at the time?
I have that gnawing feeling that I could have done better.
And did you do the very best you could have done at the time? With what you had.
Yes.
Everyone's got to answer yes to that. No human being interested in the truth, even superficially, could answer any differently to that question. I've been so ignorant in my life, so confused, so crazy. And did I do the best that I could at the time? Yes. I did the best I could at the time with what I had. You should have done it differently. Is that true?
No.
Feel it.
I think I'm in touch with something now that I wasn't in touch with before, and that is I'm in touch with the fact that I was used to winning, and I was feeling like a failure.
Yeah.
It wasn't that I hadn't done the best I could have done. It was that I had the concept that I should have won, that I shouldn't have failed.
And that's the best you could do at the time. You were holding that concept.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm still holding.
So how do you react when you think the thought, I should have done it differently? I could have done it better?
Well, that's why I kept coming back, trying to make it work, and that was a bad reaction. Eventually, it just got to the point where I knew it was over and I had to leave. Just had to leave. There wasn't any other alternative.
Yeah. So I could have done it better, turned around?
I did the best I could.
Yeah. Where my mind went with it, I could not have done it better.
I could not have done it better. Sounds even better.
Yeah, truer.
Well, it's a little bit more of a winning way to say it.
Yeah, and that's where we feel right, but it's an honest winning. It doesn't take another human being for it.
Yeah.
It's not at the expense of someone else. It's a resonance inside of us that we hit. It's recognition. It's realization. It's what's true for us.
Yes.
Let's hear the next one.
I would like to forgive myself for abandoning her and myself and not doing a better job.
You abandoned her. Is that true?
That's what I feel.
Yeah, and you feel it because you believe it.
That's what I believe.
So is she alive?
No.
Okay, so how long you left her and how long before she died?
Well, what happens, I went back with her. And then I made the decision to leave her. And then I had been separated for 3 months. And then she asked me to come over to help her with some paperwork. And I came over, and she shot me and then killed herself.
Yeah. That's a very efficient way to end mind.
Well, that completed the exit.
Yeah. If when I hear about people that shoot, I'll just say themselves right now, it's like it's mercy, because I know what a mind like that is. It's like at the time I was so crazed, there was no way to survive it. And you just have to shut it up. You go to sleep, pills, whatever it is, you go to sleep and you wake up to this again. And if we don't have a way out, we have to shut it up. You know, that's what drugs and alcohol and all that's about. It doesn't work. But how are we going to shut it up? You know, a gun for some of us is mercy. No mistake. So when I hear about people that kill themselves, I feel a lot of, I'll call it excitement inside. Because I know that you know, a quiet mind is peace. And a quiet mind is what we're all seeking. So, read it again.
I would like to forgive myself for abandoning her and myself and not doing a better job.
It's your fault she shot herself. Is that true? Can you absolutely know that it's true?
Well, I feel partly responsible.
Mm-hmm. I really hear that. It's your fault that she shot herself. Can you absolutely know that it's true?
No, it's not my fault.
So you can't know absolutely that it's true?
No.
Yeah. It can't be true for me. If I shoot myself, it's my story about you I'm shooting myself over. I believe it's you, but I'm confused. So, how do you live when you think the thought it's your fault that she shot herself?
That's very painful.
Yeah, it's a tough concept.
Yeah.
Give me a peaceful reason to believe this insane idea that you could have that much influence over anyone.
There is none.
So, who would you be in your life without this story? It's my fault she shot herself. I'm partly responsible for her shooting herself. Who would you be without that story?
Much freer.
So, turn it around, see how that feels.
I'm not responsible for her shooting herself.
How does that feel?
It feels like I'm trying to justify myself.
Yeah, so you're not there yet.
No, I'm not there yet.
Okay. Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah, it's hard.
So, she died, is that true?
Yes.
Does she live in your thoughts?
Yes.
And when she was alive, where did she live?
In my thoughts.
That's all. So she
died. I'm afraid that's right.
So she died, is that true?
That was a possibility.
She only lived in your thoughts.
Yep.
I know, we could say she walks across the room, you tell the story of who she is.
Yeah.
And you become angry or happy, and she's just walked through the room.
Yeah.
She walks through the room, you tell the story of who she is. And if that story is not a pretty one and it's consistent, you shoot yourself to shut up the story. And you really believe it's that person's fault. But they've just walked across the room.
Yeah.
You left.
That's right.
She tells the story, feels the feelings, terrorizes herself. This is pure innocence. She really thinks it's you. What do you think? That's what we're dealing with today.
Yeah, I don't think it's my fault.
So that's the turnaround.
Yeah. I mean, her story's not my fault. Her story's
Well, why right. else do people shoot themselves except for their story? Whatever the reason, whatever the...
I've tried to come to grips with that, and I've got all kinds of reasons, but it's like chemical imbalance or a genetic...
It doesn't matter, it's thinking. Right.
Yeah, it just is, I guess, like you say.
It's our thinking. Chemically imbalanced or not.
Yeah, something didn't work right.
Yeah, everyone in this room could say that.
Yeah.
And if it gets tough enough, we'll find a way out.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
Yeah, it got tough enough, you found a way out. One day you just decided that you were going to be a winner.
That's right.
You found a way out. It was just too painful not to.
That's exactly right. That was my exit strategy.
She found a way out.
That was her exit strategy.
Yeah. You know, she did what you did. You just had different paths with it.
Yeah.
Let's look at the next one.
I should feel completion around the relationship that I did the best I could given my level of consciousness. I should be finished with the drama.
You should be finished with the drama. What's the reality of it? Are you?
No.
You should be finished with the drama. Is it true?
No, it's not true.
How do you react when you think the thought, I should be finished with this, and you're not?
Yeah, it's not very good.
So, and then what? It's not very good. What does that look like?
I live like it's not finished.
And what does that look like specifically? How are you with your son?
Well... That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Because I'm not finished.
Yeah. So who would you be without the story, I'm not finished?
Freer.
Okay. Sweetheart, what are you experiencing?
I love you so much, Dad.
Thanks.
And I hope you know that I know and don't believe on any level that you are responsible for her suicide.
That helps me.
I know that.
I'm glad someone in the family knows. You just hold that. He'll catch up. Yeah. Who would you be without the story, I'm responsible?
I'd be finished.
Yeah. Is that what you want?
Yeah, I'd be good.
But it means you no longer have to suffer over his mother's death.
Right. That would be really good.
Yeah. You know, all I really get from you is that you love her. You know,
that's all I get.
You love her, and that's it.
That's so it's,
you know, she couldn't hear you. Can you hear you? That's
yeah.
it. You know, as soon as we just face it, bottom line, I love her. She's gone. I'm suffering.
Yeah.
I don't care who she shot.
That's true.
I love her, and that's it.
I had no trauma from the shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, I had no fear when I went over there. I just felt the pain, and I woke up 7 days later in intensive care, and then I lived.
Yeah.
But I didn't, you know, I was upset and angry for a weird reason. It's because...
Because you love her and she's gone.
Well, it was another reason I was upset and angry. I did say that when I went over to the house, you know, when I could walk, or when I could take my walker over. And I looked around and I said, why did she do it? And I just cried. But I also felt angry that she would hurt her children this way. And it turns out I'm hurt more than they are, I think.
She shouldn't hurt her children that way. Turn it around.
I shouldn't hurt my children this way.
Yeah.
That gives me a good reason to turn it around.
Yeah, you turned out to be her.
Yeah, well, that one too.
So let's hear that one.
I'm sorry?
Let's hear that one. She shouldn't hurt her children that way. Turn it around.
I shouldn't hurt this child.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
We just tell the story around it. Is Adam here? I was going to ask him if I could tell this story. He's asleep. I'll tell the story anyway. He's sleeping. I'll get away with it. He was this little bitty guy, and it was snowing, and he was there with his mother and father, and he got up and came into the living room, and there's this glass window, as I picture it, and they said, look at him, it's snowing, and he said, I didn't do it.
It's very good. Oh, the humor in it helps.
Yeah, it's more like us.
The blessing in the whole thing is that everybody's free, except from the thought.
Yeah, that's the blessing of it.
The reality is, had she not shot herself, then it would have been, as some people have said, messier. So.
Yeah, no mistake. Let's look at the next one.
This is an interesting question because I could answer it either way. And I answered it one way here, but I just thought of another way. And maybe I should answer it that way I thought before I lose that thought.
Good.
I realize that I need Ginger to accept and love me. And I don't feel that. And she can't do that because she's dead. And what I wrote was, I need Bill to forgive himself. I need him to love himself.
Yeah, that's truer.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I need to do. And that's hard sometimes.
Yeah, when you're carrying the lie that you had something to do with her death.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you didn't. It's just, for me, I know that I don't have the power to manipulate another person's thinking.
Yeah.
I can say something and people just add it to the repertoire of other things they've heard.
Yeah.
But to realize, and only you can do that, to realize for yourself, that's where the freedom is. But as long as you think it is compassionate for human beings and loving to believe that you can hurt someone, that's crazy. Where I come from, I don't have that power. It's like this, Bill. If I think that I would say something or do something that could hurt you, I move back. Because I've learned that if I think I hurt you, I'm not comfortable. I feel it. But if I say that thing, and you put your story on it about who I am, you're hurting you. I'm not. So I can say it, and it's every man for himself. But I'm watching after me. So to say it, is it starts to come out of my mouth or my actions, I have the thought it could hurt you, and I move back for my sake, not yours. Even though I know wholly that there's nothing I can say to hurt you. I can only help you. If I say the worst thing, the thing that would penetrate you, you would just feel horrible over. It's a gift. Yeah. It's time that you heard it. I'm just the vehicle for that. And if you don't see the gift, oh well. Everything's a gift. Every word out of your face is a gift. Every action you do is a gift. There's only good.
See, that's kind of what happened. I said it like it really was, that it really was over, and that I wasn't going to make it better for her, and that no matter what happened, I just wasn't ever going to be able to live with her again.
Yeah, you knew.
And that just wasn't
acceptable,
but I didn't think that was going to happen. I thought that maybe that would be good for both of us, because that was the truth. I really couldn't live with her anymore.
Yeah, it was done.
It was done. It was finished.
It's done. It's done. That's it. There's nothing you can do about it.
I just wanted peace. I actually had huge peace the morning I went over, and I had huge peace after I left, because I knew that I really was finished. And she knew that I really was finished. And the absolute truth was there.
Yeah. That's a wonderful thing to know.
Well, I know that I had that peace then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I gained this little...
It's my fault.
Afterwards.
Yeah, it's my fault. Look what I've cost the children. Look what,
and what
I
did. Yeah, yeah, what have what I done? Maybe yeah. I shouldn't have done that.
Boy, that's so purely egoistic.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
No wonder it's painful.
Also, as I've... kind of revealed myself earlier, control was an issue for me. I worry about things getting out of control. This one got out of control. Mm-hmm. There was nothing I could do. I was caught by surprise totally.
Yeah, what a wonderful thing.
It was
something
a wonderful
beyond
thing.
You.
Yeah, I had no fear. Never dreamed that I was going to die at the time. Even right up to the point where I should have died. Never had any real trauma about it, except I didn't like the sound of guns for about a year.
Yeah.
And I'm a hunter, too, so... I didn't go hunting the first year. I still hunt.
Let's look at the next one.
Oh, boy, this is bad.
Can you really know that that's true?
Yeah. Oof. I said, yeah, right.
You said, I've got a plan. This is bad. I've got a plan.
Yeah. Bill is a failure. He failed himself. He failed his ex-wife. He failed his children.
You failed your ex-wife. Is that true?
No. I mean, we kind of went through this a little bit. We're getting there now.
How do you react when you believe that?
Well, that's the way I've been reacting. It's just this way. Is with a lot of sadness and grief.
Guilt.
And guilt and constriction, yeah, around this, not around the rest of my life, but when I deal with this, yes.
So who would you be without that thought?
A lot freer.
So turned around?
My Bill is a success. He has supported himself, he has supported his ex-wife, and he has supported his children.
So, does that feel as true or truer? If you were to be honest?
Actually, it's kind of an interesting thing. You know, I feel that, but I feel that God did it for me. I didn't do it. It was kind of nice, because if I had my hands on it, I'd probably screwed it up. That's the way I feel. I feel that... this all did happen, and there is...
Beyond your control.
It was beyond my control, and it was all good. And I don't feel that it was a bad result. And I don't feel that it was...
That's
I mean,
wonderful.
I don't feel badly about it. I still got this problem. I got the duality I got to take care of about my issue of being successful.
Mm. Yeah, there's another loop in it. when I hear you talk that way, it's like people say, are you responsible for your wife's death? Yes.
Yeah.
Really turned out well.
Oh, my goodness. That does give me the power of God, doesn't it? No, I don't think I'd tread on that water, but I like the humor.
it's just a whole different loop.
Yeah, it is a great loop.
You just know the deeper being of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is you're pretty in touch with.
Yeah, I am in touch with that a lot. Not my plan. It's sort of like what you've been saying throughout this whole conference, and that is that God shows up everywhere. God showed up here. I'm a dead man. I should be dead. Mm-hmm. God showed up. I have another life. My life's unbelievably beautiful. I'm married to a really neat woman now. My other wife, I loved her very dearly, but this is my next step.
Yeah. So look at the next one.
What is it that you don't want to experience with that person, thing,
Let's have some more fun. Go back to number 5.
Okay.
Read it again.
Bill is a success. Bill has supported himself, and he has supported his ex-wife, and he has supported his children.
Okay, so put my ex-wife, or Ginger, and
Ginger.
Read it.
Uh-huh. So put that in there?
Uh-huh.
Ginger is a success.
Oh, yeah, feel it.
Yeah, I see
with
that.
With a mind like that, she found a way.
Yeah. Yeah, she is success.
Yeah, and look at her son. Look at you.
Oh, and you don't know the other 3 children. Yeah, they're all successes.
And the next one, Ginger.
Ginger supported herself. Ginger supported her husband. And Ginger supported her children. That feels really good. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's where I wanted to go. That's really sweet. Thanks.
It's nice meeting her through you.
She was amazing.
Yeah. Look at the next one.
I don't want Bill to have to take the responsibility of this situation. So I can turn that around.
Yeah.
I don't want Ginger to have to take the responsibility of this situation. That feels really good. That feels great. That's the best. Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful husband and friend and father.
Thank you.
And you.
And thank you for bringing my wife back as a wonderful friend.
Yeah. As long as she's going to live in you, she may as well live well.
That's a great idea.